Hello there.
How pleasant of you to join us.
Greetings, exalted one.
Join me. This is the way.
This is where the fun begins.
What's up, Star Wars friends, and welcome to Galaxy Palooza, a Star Wars podcast of galactic proportions, celebrating everything about the extraordinarily impressive galaxy far, far away that is the Star Wars universe. And in this episode, we're celebrating the release of The Mandalorian Season 3 teaser trailer that just recently dropped from D23. I am so glad I kept my Star Wars outrage in check. You know, I didn't get disappointed this year on Disney Plus Day when there was no Star Wars stuff announced. You know, I was just chilling, still relaxing. I totally forgot D23 was coming. And when I heard the trailer for the teaser trailer for The Mandalorian Season 3 dropped, I was like,
"How long have I waited?"
Thank the maker.
It's a sweet, awesome surprise that I didn't even expect, and I'm super excited about it. You know, Mandalorian, I think a lot of people agree, is one of the best things that has happened to Star Wars in a long time, and I really love The Mandalorian TV show and Disney Plus, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this that way about it. I mean, it was one of the most watched shows on Disney Plus. So I'm excited. I'm pumped, you know, that they put this out and they gave us this little teaser to keep us occupied until it streams in 2023. Now, they didn't release a date, an official date that season three would air, but you know what? I don't care because it's coming. It's coming. Just keep in mind that it's coming, and up until then, there was also a bunch of other Star Wars projects that was announced to keep us kind of occupied. They got Tales of the Jedi. That starts in October. What? That's going to be super dope. I'm going to do another podcast covering that too. But what we're going to do right about now is we're going to head over to the Galaxy Palooza Theater, and I'm going to review, break down, and react to this new Mandalorian teaser trailer. All right, welcome to the Galaxy Palooza Theater, where we're going to review, break down, and react to the Mandalorian Season 3 teaser trailer. Let's get after it. All right, so it starts out, we got a scene of the Mandalorian Din Djarin and Grogu. It's from the Mandalorian Season 1, Episode 1. It's shortly after the Mandalorian has killed IG-11, and him and Grogu are about to do the little point the finger at each other, ET phone home thing to each other.
This is the one that you saved?
And then also, by the way, about the dialogue that we hear in this trailer, I'm not going to be talking about that in this first run through it. We will come back and go over all the dialogue separately later in the podcast. All right, so the next shot we got here, it's of the Mandalorian and Grogu. It's from season 2 of the Mandalorian, and it's where Mando and Grogu are on that pirate ship where the pirates are about to jack. It's the Eris episode, and the pirates are about to jack Mando for his Beskar. They throw Grogu into that little overboard pit thing, and this Kraken arm comes out and grabs him, and then Bo-Katan and company show up to help rescue Mando and Grogu from that situation. Got a shot of that. Then we got the next shot. I believe this is from the Book of Boba Fett, where the Mandalorian gives Grogu the little ball from the shifter on the Razor Crest. R.I.P. Razor Crest. R.I.P. Razor Crest. Why'd they have to take the Razor Crest from me? Hashtag bring the Razor Crest back. Alright, in the next shot, I am immediately over the Razor Crest because we got that super fresh modified Naboo N1 Starfighter that Mando's driving. It looks like it's touching down on a planet. Now, I don't believe this is Mandalore, and I don't believe it's Tatooine. I think he's actually landing on Navarro here in this shot of the trailer, so I think he's going there. Then the next shot is of Grogu. He's coming off a ramp of a ship, and then after that, the next shot we get is Mando and Grogu. They're in a cage. It's super dark. They're lighting up their flashlights, and it looks like Mando has drawn his pistol out. Then we got the Lucasfilm LTD logo, baby. Yeah. After that, we got a shot of what looks to be, I think this is one of those Fang fighters that the Mandalorian protectors flew in the Star Wars Rebels TV show, but I think we see that coming burning through the atmosphere in this shot. It's either that or that's the N1 Starfighter. It's one of the two there. So, and then the next shot we got, it's of Mando Din Djarin. It looks like he's walking up to some rock formations, Sharpie, spike, jagged edges, Palpatine, Rise of Skywalker, throne-ish look, but ominous looking. Could be the ruins of Mandalore or some rock formation. I'm not so sure, but it looks really cool. And then the next shot we got, it's of Mando and Grogu. They're continuing their journey through this cave with their flashlights on. There's a waterfall coming down. So I'm wondering if maybe this is where he's supposed to go for his atonement for taking off his helmet. Then the next shot we got is of the armorer dipping her ladle into some liquid Beskar. And then we got next a shot of the armorer. And then a shot of Din Djarin just kind of standing there. And then after that, we got a shot of the Naboo N1 Starfighter flown by Mando. They're going through some asteroid field of sorts, and it looks like that he's involved in a space battle. And then Baby Yoda's hanging upside down in the cockpit with his arms up in the air like he just don't care. And then he's another shot of Mando pursued by these ships. Now, I'm not sure what these ships are. Maybe the Mandalorian Protector Fang fighter things. I'm not sure, but I'm just going to... I can't really get that good of a shot. But then the next one we got here is of definitely appears to be that one of those Mandalorian Protectors Fang fighters, I believe, coming through the atmosphere of Mandalore. And then we see Bo-Katan going up, looking out her castle window as if she sees something coming down. And, you know, whatever it is, she doesn't look too happy about it. Then in the next shot, we see the Mandalorian, Din Djarin. And he has some homies. He's got some colorful looking Mandalorian homies that looks like he's kind of met up with here. And then we got a shot, it looks like, of another Mandalorian going to grab like some sort of like hammer thing. And then we got my boy Carl Weathers, Greef Karga, back for the Mandalorian season 3. And then they're meeting up, shaking hands. And then in the next shot, we got a shot of R5, which appears to be in the Naboo N1 Starfighter. So apparently Mando is going to have some modifications done to the Starfighter to where a droid's now going to be in the cockpit where a droid should be. But as we last saw it, there was just a bubble over it with a Grogu in there, you know, riding along shoddy in the Starfighter. So that's super cool. Wonder how they're going to get there. In the next shot, it looks like we got a shot of a ship flying over the ruins of Mandalore. Looks crazy. Great shot. Can't wait to see this on the big screen. The next shot we got, it looks to be Mandalorian, Din Djarin, and Grogu. They are walking up to the throne of Bo-Katan Kryze. Then the next shot we got, this looks like we got some airborne Mandos about to drop out of a plane or something. And they're firing up their jetpacks, about to go into battle. Now, I'm wondering if these are the Mandalorians that we saw earlier in the trailer that Din kind of hooks up with. And maybe these are his homies going to help him out. Then we got a shot of Bo-Katan questioning Grogu. After that, we got some more battle scenes, and these look like the Mandalorians that came out of the that starship and, you know, flew through the sky. And then they also look like the same ones that were with Din earlier, and it looks like they're fighting some Nikto species here. So I'm not sure what's going on there. And maybe like Mando teams up with them and they go help Greef Karga fight off some crime in Navarro. Not sure. But then we got a shot of a whole tree full of salacious crumb monkeys. Just like, what? Oh my gosh. It's just a whole bunch of salacious crumbs in a tree hanging out. Then in this next shot, this is super cool. I believe we see a man and woman walking here, and I think the man is Dr. Preshing from The Mandalorian Season 1. He was the guy who was conducting all the tests on Grogu after Mando turned Grogu over to the Empire in that episode. And then we got a shot of some more of the Nikto species here, and then Greef Karga, then Mando about to draw down on somebody. Then we get some shots of a space battle going on. Oh, Pelimoto, the return of Pelimoto, and she's standing there with R5. So maybe this is where Mando goes and picks him up, and R5 has got some kind of sparks coming out of him. Looks like something's going wrong, but definitely not his motivator this time. Oh, Babu Frick, we got a shot of Babu Frick here. Super cool. Rise of Skywalker sequel trilogy connection here. If this, I don't know if it's Babu Frick. Looks like Babu Frick. Sounds like Babu Frick. And you know what they say? If it looks like a Babu Frick and sounds like a Babu Frick, it's probably a Babu Frick. Now, what I'm interested in is maybe he's working for Palimoto and he's doing those modifications that we're seeing, you know, for the droid to come into Mando Starfighter. Maybe that's his role in it. Or maybe Palimoto is dating Babu Frick. Hey, she dated a Jawa. Do not put it past the woman. All right, then the next shot, it looks like to be a battle or a celebration because there's like explosions and fireworks. And then we see Mando flying by and Grogu's looking out the window at what appears to be fireworks, just living his best life.
Hang on.
Then they're, boom, taking off into hyperspace.
You ready for an adventure?
Grogu looks just so enthralled to be in hyperspace, sitting in Mando's lap. Then we get the Mandalorian Season 3, cool colored artwork. And then it says, streaming. No, it says Season 3, streaming 2023, only on Disney Plus. Ooh, exciting! All right, now let's talk about that Mandalorian Season 3 teaser trailer. I'm actually, what I'm going to do for that, as far as the video portion, I'm going to put the video of me breaking down and reacting and reviewing it on the Galaxy Palooza website. So if you want, you can check it out over there at galaxypalooza.com and you can see the video as I do the dialogue to all of that and react and review. Now, let's get into that trailer for sure. So, I think the very beginning of the trailer showing the old footage and some of the old dialogue is kind of classic of the trailers that they've been doing for The Mandalorian. I feel like when they did the Season 2 trailer, we got some of the armorer's dialogue from Season 1 of The Mandalorian. And then now it looks like they're continuing that trend with, as we hear this.
This is the one that you saved? You are Azit's father.
So it's
a
just...
of two.
So it's just a quick little recap dialogue from other episodes of The Mandalorian. And then we have this too right here.
You have removed your helmet. Then you are a Mandalorian no more.
Now that sounded to me like it's like, I feel like they tried to make that like fresh dialogue. Like they took some of the stuff that was said in the Book of Boba Fett by her and kind of remixed it a little bit. But again, nothing new there. Really just, I think it was to kind of bring people up to speed on what's going on with that. Also the older footage, you know, we have Mando and Grogu doing the little finger point thing, you know, Season 2 of Mando and Grogu on a boat. And, you know, and then the footage from Book of Boba Fett of Mando giving the ball to Grogu. So, you know, I think that's all just old footage that's put up in there. And then let's get up to the good stuff. The new footage and also the dialogue, the new dialogue that we hear from Bo-Katan.
Your cult fractured our people. Where were you then?
So that is the dialogue that we hear right after we see, you know, that that ship of some sort. It looks like it's coming into Mandalore's atmosphere and Bo-Katan is staring out the window. Now, I don't know if that's maybe one of her ships that's shot down and she sees it coming in and maybe Mando is responsible for shooting it down. I don't know. Or maybe that's Mando coming in. Like I said, I could not get a clear like picture what ship that was that she's staring at coming into the atmosphere. And then also with her saying your cult fractured our people, I think that's really cool. We're going to see, hopefully get some more backstory on the Children of the Watch. Now, I'm not a Clone Wars expert or anything, but I do know Death Watch was a Mandalorian sect during the time of the Clone Wars, and that to me what I feel is like the Children of the Watch kind of spawned out from. And then let's go to this next dialogue of Bo-Katan where she is performing an inquisition of sorts on Grogu.
Did you think your dad was the only Mandalorian?
Did you think your dad was the only Mandalorian? So I don't know what's leading her to say that, you know, but I don't know if she's maybe captured Grogu or maybe I don't really know the context, but she sounds kind of, you know, like not too friendly there, I guess, is that's the kind of vibe I get. And, you know, I've always kind of thought Bo-Katan has kind of been a Karen. You know, I'm just going to put it out there. I feel like Bo-Katan's been a Karen since she's came into the Mandoverse when we saw her in season 2. You know, Din offers to give her the Darksaber. He's like, I don't want it. She's like, I can't take it from you. And, obviously she can't just take it from him, you know, because that's not the way, you know, that she gets respect as the leader of Mandalore. But I just thought, like, she just didn't seem too cool towards Din in that season finale of The Mandalorian season 3. All right, so the next dialogue we get... Babu Frick. I don't know what he said there. I really don't know what he said there. I don't speak Frick, so I couldn't tell you, but it's always cool to hear some little noises from Babu Frick. And let's go here with the next dialogue that we hear in the trailer.
All right, kid.
All right, kid. So we got Mando just simple telling Grogu, all right, kid. And then we get this little, we get some dialogue from Grogu. What? Yeah. Grogu. Yeah. Yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah, can you imagine, like, what dialogue is going to sound like between Babu Frick and Grogu? That's, imagine what I imagine the conversation between Babu Frick and Grogu going down. And I don't even know if that's Babu Frick. Again, you know, I'm just saying that because I believe it is Babu Frick. All right, so the next dialogue that we get here in the trailer was... Mando just telling Grogu to hang on, and then...
You ready for an adventure?
You ready for an adventure. Not too much there. All right, so that is the dialogue that we get in the trailer, and super exciting. Now, one thing I do want to say before I get ready to wrap this thing up is keep in mind, you know, the history of trailers that we've seen for The Mandalorian. They typically... in these trailers, even for the Book of Boba Fett, the footage that we see is only like from the first couple of episodes, maybe like 1 through 4, that I've been kind of noticing ever since Mandalorian season 2, Book of Boba Fett. When we get these first trailers, they're only showing footage from like the first 4 episodes. So, you know, it's going to be a dope stacked season of Mandalorian season 3. Super looking forward to it, and I can't wait. So that'll do it for this episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope everybody out there is doing freaking awesome and is as hyped as I am about The Mandalorian season 3. Remember to check out the website, galaxypalooza.com. You can head over there, check out the video that I'm putting up of my breakdown and review of The Mandalorian season 3 trailer that you just listened to on this podcast. You can get the visual. Also, you can sign up for the mailing list, and so you get an email every time a new podcast drops. Also, while you're over there, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, you can subscribe from any platform out there. And if you're feeling really, really motivated, there's a microphone on there. You can talk back to me on the bottom right-hand side of your mobile device. You'll see a little microphone. You just click. You let me know. How excited are you about The Mandalorian Season 3? Tell me. Let me know. I want to know about it. And also, if you want, you could join our Facebook group, the Galaxy Palooza Pod Parlor. It's where we're over there geeking out. All right, that'll be it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will be talking to you on the next Galaxy Palooza.
This party's over.
I have spoken.
The Force will be with you. Always.